You are listening to the Pain and Performance Podcast with Dr. Derek Hines.
Hey everyone, Derek Hines here. Welcome to the podcast where I'll share with you the patterns, insights, research, and technologies that we use in my own pain and performance practice to help people improve their health, speed their healing, and increase their longevity. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy it. So today I wanted to take a little bit of time and talk about something that we teach patients called a body scan. And a body scan is an interesting form of meditation where you basically are trying to scan your entire body. So what somebody might do in this is kind of get into a comfortable sitting position, close their eyes, kind of get their breath under control and relaxed. And then they're going to start to picture or feel almost like a ball of energy that starts, let's say, in their upper shoulder and starts to traverse down the front of their arm. And they feel, what does it feel like to have that focus, that energy, that light passing through their upper arm? And then they'll continue to progress down into the forearm and into the hand. And going very slow, they're going to be paying attention. What are those sensations? Where is the tightness at? If they focus on those areas that are a little bit tight, can they relax them even a bit further? And then they'll come up the back of the hand and the back of the forearm and the back of the arm and back into the shoulder. And then they'll focus on that ball of energy crossing over into, let's say, the other shoulder. And they'll repeat the process. Can they feel that energy going down, that light, that ball of focus going down the front of the bicep, down into the forearm, into the hand? What are all those sensations like? And we'll do this and slowly and methodically work through the entire body. We'll go down the back muscles. Where are the tightness spots? What areas hurt? If we really kind of focus on those areas, can we make a change to them? Can we relax those a bit deeper? Can we find those tight muscles in the hips, in the shoulders, and the neck? And if we just let that focus, that energy stay on those tight or irritable or painful areas, can we make a change to them? This is such a powerful exercise because it really connects the mind and body again. One of the issues that we run into in today's world is that we don't have a great mind-body connection. We do a lot of things to ignore our body, to be honest with you. We, as soon as we feel a sensation, we take a medication to try and cover it up. If we have pain, instead of listening to that pain, we'll take an anti-inflammatory to shut it down. That's not always the wrong answer. There is a place and time for it. But when our body's trying to communicate something with us, we really should be trying to listen and pay attention. We have done a really good job of trying to cover up those sensations and not tap into them and listen and see what we could learn from them or change or what control we have over those sensations. That's one of the reasons that I love somebody like Wim Hof. If you've heard me talk about him on the podcast before, it's because he has intuitively shown us that we have more access to control over our body's sensations. And he does that with meditation and with breath work and has shown that he can control not only his own interpretation of the sensations in his body, but how his body responds to things like cold exposure. And that's why he set something like 26 world records for cold exposure. We have a lot more control over these things than we know. We just need to learn how to tap into that control over our body and tap into that control mechanism that we have over our brain and our sensations. And this body scan is a wonderful way to start. So a lot of people ask, you know, how do you meditate? What are you doing whenever you try and meditate? And one thing is that we can just sit there and we can count our breaths going in and out. You know, we can count to 20 and then start over. And if we lose our focus, then your mind has wandered, and the repetition, the rep that gets you stronger at focus is to bring your mind back to that breath, to counting your breaths. And I do think that's a very valuable tool to cultivate, is having control over your own mind. But I do think that we can use that meditation time to do something much deeper, and creating a very deep mind-body connection is really helpful in many areas of your life. And whenever I do this consistently, it's like time slows down for me throughout the day if I'm staying consistent. Once I do about 20 or 30 days straight of doing a body scan meditation, I just handle time, I handle stress, I handle energy problems much, much better. I sleep better. So it's a nice way to get into meditation. And if you're trying to get deeper into that, I'm a big fan of Sam Harris, and he's got an app on meditation called Waking Up that's a very, very good and informative app that really helps to kind of answer a lot of questions for people so that they can get a bit deeper into these things. And he really goes into what meditation is and isn't and what it's used for. So you learn a lot using it. And that's one of the reasons I like it, is it dispels a lot of the myths around what meditation is and, you know, what it isn't. I think meditation is one of those words that has kind of, taken on a meaning through time that is not really helpful for a lot of people. And a lot of people probably don't get the benefits of meditation that they should because they don't know what it is, or they have a bad, kind of connotation for what meditation might be. So check that out if it's something that you're interested in looking deeper into. And on that note, today starts our 100 days left of 2021. And so we do a 100-day challenge every year, the last 100 days of the year. What could you accomplish if you really, really focused on doing a task or trying to achieve a goal for 100 days straight? And this year, mine is to meditate 100 days out of 100. Mine is also to do some physical feats. I'm going to do 10,000 kettlebell swings, so 100 a day. And most of you know this, but I am writing a book on health transformation. And so my goal is to have that book into the editor at the end of the 100 days. So join me on this journey. What could you accomplish if you really put your mind to it for 100 days straight? I think it's a great thing. We have a lot of fun. We've seen people lose 35 pounds and keep it off over the years. We've seen friends learn magic. Learn to speak Spanish. We had a friend who ran a marathon. So there are a lot of fun things that you could do. But what goal would you have if you wanted to accomplish something over these last 100 days of the year? We've got some amazing stuff coming up on the podcast. I do want to tell y'all that. We've got some wonderful guests. Next week, we'll have Dr. Dave Shirazi, who is an amazing TMJ craniofacial specialist, and we get into some amazing information on what causes TMJ and sleep problems, what are the downstream effects of that. The next week, we also have Elizabeth Kristoff on the show, who is a brilliant brain-based wellness practitioner, and she has done a ton of information on training your nervous system with your body and how to find where your nervous system isn't functioning. And if that's the case, you can train your body all you want. If those nerves aren't firing correctly, you're not going to get the results that you want. How does that play into healing and movement and performance? And she's a wonderful wealth of knowledge. So we've got some great, great guests coming up. If you do enjoy the show, if you enjoy these little solo episodes, please let me know. Please share the show with somebody who might need to hear some of this information. We're really going to be working at getting out some great information here in the coming weeks and months and years, and get y'all some things that you can use to transform your life and get healthier. So remember, do that one little thing that you can to get a little better today. Y'all have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share this information with someone who needs it. We hear it all the time from patients and friends and family that say they wish they heard this information earlier so they could have started this journey towards better health, a better life, a more pain-free life sooner. So if you know someone who can benefit from this information, please send the show to them. Also, you can get all of today's show notes and topics discussed at derekhines.com/podcast. And for any treatment or pain inquiries, please go to acadianapain.com. Thanks again for listening. It means the world to me. Thanks for all of the feedback and any reviews that y'all can give. I really appreciate it. And remember, just try and get a little bit healthier every day.